you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Here at Gas Digital, we want to help you be better in bed, which is why I want to tell you about our partnership with Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company, which is fancy talk for here's how you can be a better lay. So how's Promescent going to help make you a better lover? A stud? The greatest thing that ever happened to whoever you ever be sleeping with? Promescent is a patented delay spray that's going to help you last longer in bed. With Promescent, you can last longer, have more fun, and show your partner a really good time, man. That fucking spray on condom. It's so fucking
so
amazing.
Futuristic.
It's like, I know, it doesn't stop pregnancy, but like, I never use condoms to stop pregnancy. I just use them to delay.
Go to Promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. And if you use promo code
NEED to get 15% off. One more time, that promo code is
_NEED_ go to get _15% off. Once more, that's promo code _NEED_4_15% off.
I don't think you're supposed to say the underscore part.
Can I say the underscore part? That's not a hyphen.
That's not a hyphen
or a dash.
It's just
that's
a
underscore.
Blank that they put the code over.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Fucking Ron Burgundy, man.
An ass on a computer, so I'd be like, these fucking dorks.
That's the only way I can do it now.
Really?
It's the only way I can do it now.
I'd be like, oh, man. Because I'm with the controller on some old school shit, but everybody like, that's passe. Be typing moves.
Is there a bias with that, though?
Like, maybe geniuses. Okay. These niggas be, and they don't even talk our language. It's all EX and Expo. And
it's just WASD, and then you hit different keys to get into different things.
God,
but WASD
damn.
Is the one thing.
Y'all motherfuckers went full Chinese on me right now.
WASD. They talking bundled and boss level. Nigga, right. It's a whole different world with the Twitch thing.
Welcome back to another episode of No Need for Apologies, man. I'm the God.
And I'm the great boy.
And you guys are coming in on a hot convo. We're coming in hot talking about video games.
Hot.
Video games and the difference between people who game on a PC versus people who use a joystick, man.
I use the joystick because I still got joy.
And our guest here is...
like a childlike joy, motherfucker. All these niggas done made it all... Because I'm not techie. You know me. I'm not tech savvy at all. So when I see somebody whooping somebody's ass from the computer, I'll be, oh, get out of here.
Yeah, and I think our guest might be that.
I am that.
Zia Anderson. What's happening, love?
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. So, I've done Chip with Dave.
Yeah. We've done Chip a few times.
Chip Chipperson. Shout out to the guy.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, Zia is a... how would you describe yourself? Just because now this is... Everyone's... Titles are different.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I just a nerd.
nerd. That is a fucking career now.
It is.
Like, you can just be a hot nerd, and that's a fucking career. That's wild, man.
But I guess, I interviewed for a journalist position. Uh-huh. That's like a host position. I had 2 interviews for it, and like, fingers crossed, we'll see. So I still do like that kind of stuff too.
Okay.
I started hosting in LA at AfterBuzz, and I would do like red carpets, and you interview celebrities and do that kind of shit, and like, break down TV and movies. So yeah.
Okay. And then behind that, you were still always a nerd. Like,
yes.
You would go home from these jobs and start playing video games,
yes,
and shit like that, and reading comic books.
Kind of life you want to live.
Is it?
Absolutely.
That's kind of strange, man. Like, when you think for a chick, like, because it's weird when a dude does it.
Yeah.
It's weird when a dude gets off work and goes home and just eats cereal and plays video games, you know what I mean?
It's life, though.
But
eat cereal is the best.
Before the show started, she's Hawaiian born.
Yeah.
So she left one paradise to go to another fucking paradise. That's what that is. Like, I don't blame her at all. You doing what you was taught from home.
Yeah.
Just relax.
Veg the fuck out.
Relax.
Just chill.
Do your thing. And then now that you can make money on it, money from it, get the fuck. Twitch is crazy. Tell them.
Twitch is nuts, dude. Like, and it takes, don't get me wrong, though. Those people that are making money have put time in. Like,
absolutely. That's, but anything.
Mm-hmm, it takes a long time to get to the level that those people get to. Like, my favorite streamer, he's like a smaller, on a smaller scale. He'll have anywhere between like 6 to 10,000 people watching when he's live. Which, like, to someone like me, who has like 70 to 100 on a good day, mm-hmm. I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking amazing. But then there's people who have like 100,000 people watching.
Yeah.
And who make like, I think Ninja said he was making at one point $500,000 a month.
Ninja is one of the famous ones.
I don't think he started with Fortnite, but I think that's what made him big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and I get it, because a game like Fortnite, I'm not playing it. I'll watch somebody play. Yeah. You know what I mean? I got into that shit a while back, like after Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. Like, I would watch motherfuckers play Grand Theft Auto, because I ain't had time to do all that shit, nor the interest or the skill level. You know what I mean?
Well, because it does take time to get good, too. Like, you do have to. I fucking sucked when I first started playing.
I got comedy friends that got a team. Jordan Rock, shout out. Yamanika, Mateo Lane.
Oh, I love Mateo.
And a couple of motherfuckers. I don't know. I know who they are. I just forget their name right now. But they got a squad. And nigga, they build shit. And Mateo's like the best one. And he could shoot you and build a house, because he interior decorate. You know, he's like the greatest of gays.
A whole other set of skills outside of comedy that are worth something.
And
God damn it.
And you know it's something, because Travis Scott put a concert on that motherfucker. And 14 million people watched. That or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, this is a whole vibe.
Huh.
Yeah. I got cast in a show back when I was in LA. It was like 6 months of casting. And I didn't make the original show, but they used me for something else. Was on Twitch too, same thing, but it was Amazon actually putting the show on Twitch, and they got like all these fucking celebrities and people to come in, and they put it on the front page, and there's like 80,000 people watching. It's fucking wild.
The game just ain't the same. Wow,
it's wild. Man. Yeah.
I remember like being like told to cut the game off and go outside. You know what I mean? As a kid. I don't know where y'all was with that shit.
Because
like,
here go my gripe. Every time playing games when I was a kid, when I used to lose, like when I get to boss level and couldn't figure this shit out, sucks. And I go to school and motherfuckers be like, you didn't beat it? I'm like, shut the fuck up, man.
right, okay.
And I'd be throwing controllers, Mario was my shit.
Yeah.
And when I couldn't, and they was getting Bowser levels, motherfuckers was talking about, I was like, I didn't even get to Bowser. You're like, you don't know about the secret level? I wanted to fight geeks at school.
Okay.
Shout out David Sotowski. Shout out Tyler Clydesdale, Kevin DeVincent. All my white boys from back middle school used to play these goddamn games and be laughing at me because I couldn't get to the... Oh,
and that shit fucked with me. You know, it's crazy. Yeah. My homies was good. Like, my man Trav was good at games like that, but I was cool just watching Trav win.
Yeah.
Like, I could just watch him play and be like, damn, that shit crazy. You know what I mean? And like, I didn't have to do it myself.
Speaking of which, in L.A., I learned how to get good at Street Fighter playing the nerds.
That's awesome.
Like, the nerds whooped my ass. Remember when we went to Comic-Con and that nerdy bitch was trying to give you all
mad
that smack?
Just
the same thing that happened, because they saw that I was cool. I had, like, some kind of fly-ass jacket on. So I look like a jock, right? I'm coming in smelling like colognes and all kinds of shit. You know, I'm.
Is that how you would look him if you came to a video game competition and you saw him and you like pissed at a guy like this right away walking?
No, and I'll tell you why though, because I know people just like him that are the same huge nerds, but you wouldn't know it by looking at them.
Absolutely, I met a few.
Yeah.
Be having all the shit on, but they be.
Yeah,
I'll be like,
whoop your ass.
Get the fuck out of here! You posing it, so they be having like these fly ass houses on the hill.
Yeah,
right, I went to a couple house parties with these Twitch niggas that got famous.
Yeah,
and it's wild, like
crazy. Fucking
like,
crazy.
And bitches out, jacuzzis in the middle of a video game. I'd be like, what? Because they just good at something, or they can talk the best trash on Gears
of
War?
Yeah, that's the thing. Do you got to be good to do this? Sometimes you can just be bad and just talk good shit and be entertaining, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You just have to be entertaining. But it definitely, you need to at least be good enough to play the game, though.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be able to get, you can't just, but some people, like, there's one girl who I was also hosted with at AfterBuzz who got into streaming later, and she never gamed. So she was learning to play as she was streaming. And, like, there are people that do that, too.
That doesn't piss you off. Like, to watch somebody who's, like you said, you're doing 70 to 100. This chick don't even know how to play, just got into it. She filling the room up with like hundreds of people.
Well, no, there weren't that many people watching. It was, she'd get like 14
attention.
To 15.
You paid attention.
Well, she's my friend. I subbed to her and stuff. I'm over here like this bitch.
Yeah, as long as it's less than mine.
All right, I'm good.
Now, all right, so were you good at games as a kid? Because I never knew girls that was good at video games when we was little.
I was okay. I was okay at video games. I played like 007. You probably know Nintendo 64. Nintendo 64 is my shit. And then Ocarina of Time was always another favorite game of mine. Banjo-Kazooie, like stuff like that I grew up playing. But I grew up super tomboyish because all my cousins were boys.
Okay.
And I just grew up hanging around with the boys. And like we definitely played outside a lot too. But it was just I did what they did because that, and I wanted to do what they were doing because it was fun. So that's kind of how I grew up and got into that kind of stuff.
Word. Yeah, it just seemed like girls didn't have that competitive edge for video games when we were little. Like,
no, they don't.
You could get a girl Nintendo, she'll play a little bit, but if she doesn't beat the game, she's fine with that.
Right, she just gives up and she's like, oh, it's
cool. Like, girls ain't really slamming controllers around.
Mm-mm.
Girls ain't really cry quitting over...
Buddy, I have rage quit on a few games.
As a kid or as an adult?
As an adult.
Yeah, because now you got a vested interest, right?
Playing Doom Eternal, I'm like, motherfucker! I've died
just
six times.
On it, just... on a regular keypad.
But that's the thing with mouse and keyboard. So like I grew up playing consoles because you're not playing on the PC so much. But when you get older and you start playing on the PC, I can't go back now because you get so much more precision with a mouse and keyboard, especially for first person shooters.
Wow. See, they shouldn't allow that shit to mix together. Cause I remember like last shooter game for me was like PS2 and I couldn't figure out why their headshots were so fucking accurate. Yeah. You know what I mean? If and it was no way I couldn't keep up.
Shout out to BT and Tony Baker from LA. They play Gears of War and all that shit on their Twitch.
Okay.
And they comedians. So they be saying funny shit when they hold stand-ups. So I can kind of get behind, I see why motherfuckers do that. But I'm not a first-person shooter, never been. I'm always a third-person adventure. I always like seeing my guy do some shit. I'm a big Ratchet and Clank fan. Ratchet and Clank. I only want the PS5 because new Ratchet and Clank is out. And I'm mad as shit because I can't find a PS5 anyway.
Because they're so fucking hard to find.
Yeah. Big Ratchet and Clank fan.
You'd probably like, if you like third person like adventure games, you'd probably really like Valheim.
Valheim.
All right. Yeah, that's
Monroe
game.
Probably played. I'm telling you, Monroe. I wish Ro was here.
I know. I have nothing to contribute to this conversation. Here,
that motherfucker played him game. He'd be on Twitch doing this shit.
This is what I always love about this shit. Yeah. I'm gonna throw Derek under the bus right here because I love this shit. Anytime when like Derek don't know the guest. Who the fuck we got, right? And now this nigga, video game, right? And it just fucking works.
It's
man.
Like meeting a white new girl friend. At a toy store.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we in the same. You fuck with the turtles like me? Bitch, you know about the Splinter series when the nigga had the gold claws?
Right.
Oh, I got a new friend.
Right.
I'm in the ball pit with a new friend.
Yeah. And it works out. Well, welcome, man.
I was pissed at first. Like, who the fuck is this person?
And then, it's Zia. It's Zia Anderson. Which that is the. Again, that's a strange combination of a fucking name.
It's a
name.
Super weird name.
Zia, their last name should be more exotic to go along with Zia.
Yeah,
right?
No, it makes no sense. I've got the whitest last name of all time. And then my first name, you're like, okay, sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But my parents got my sister's name is Sienna. So we both got
with a Zia, with an X also?
With a C.
Okay. Sienna.
Sienna,
okay,
yeah.
Which your middle initial?
K. C-I-A-N-N-A. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
X-K-A.
Yep. Oof. My middle name fucking sucks. They named me after my grandma, and I don't talk to my grandma anymore because she's a horrible person.
Yeah.
So I just have like a shitty middle name now. I'm like, great, cool, thanks.
Wait, how the fuck did you get close enough with grandma to find out she wasn't shit? Grandma's supposed to be insulated. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't really supposed to know grandma dirty laundry, are you?
Let me tell you what my grandma's nickname for me was when I was 8 years old.
Well, we're going to talk about grandmothers. I got some shit for you. Come on, Zia.
Hey, get that old man Gaines music queued up, man.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tell me about your grandma.
She used to call her nickname for me was Junior Slut.
God.
I was 8 years old. She was senior slut. She was like priming me and my little sister to be sluts. And she was like, you're going to marry this Portuguese cowboy. He was like 26. I was 8. She's like, yeah. She would come over to my mom died when I was little. I was like 6 when my mom died.
Oh, so your grandma's raising you?
No, my dad did. My dad did. But my grandma was there a lot.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, there
so
you go.
My dad is raising. My dad is raising these two girls by himself. And he's an animal. He's like 21. Your old musician who grows a bunch of weed and is like, cool, I have two girls now and I don't know what to do. My grandma's coming over and she comes to our house and she goes shopping. She brings a fucking grocery bag and takes our food from the fridge and leaves with it. And
she's was shopping at y'all crib. Yeah, like, damn.
They're coming to our house to go shopping for herself.
Oh, wow. Shameless shit.
Yeah, she's a fucking nut. She's like one of those ladies. And I was like, as when I'm little, I'm not thinking about it. When I get older, I was like, junior slut for an 8-year-old? The fuck is wrong with you, woman?
Wow.
Yeah. She would like sleep with her daughter's boyfriends, like that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah, but she was
a fucking whore.
It's Hawaii, though, right?
That's true.
Like, I know disrespect. I've never been, but I've heard, you know what I mean? I've
heard. Fuck somebody boyfriend if it's that nice.
I've heard it's a good time, you know?
Shit. We in Kukulaka Waki Waki. Nigga, the water is blue. These flowers are so... I gotta fuck something.
Pacific Islander, but fuck something, dude.
I gotta fuck something. It's too nice out here.
Kawaiaki Waki Waki.
We in Kawukaluki Luki. Or whatever the fuck. Eating pokey fish with the sauce.
Right.
Or whatever the fuck.
Everything's a fucking aphrodisiac on this island. Like,
yeah, put these flowers on your neck.
It's the place people go to sow their oats on this island. Like, even if, like, it's just like the energy has to just be all sex, sex, sex all the time.
It's gotta
like
be something.
What do y'all even do with y'all fat people? Like, the ones that aren't hula dancers,
is there
just a fat guy working at a bank in Hawaii?
Big ass Hawaiian,
yeah, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Really? People, absolutely.
I want to go to Hawaii now.
And I want to go to the regular part of Hawaii.
Where is the Hardee's?
I want to see.
Where's the nigga working at Hardee's in Hawaii?
We do not have a Hardee's. On the island I'm from, there is no Hardee's. I've never.
See Hood Hawaii.
You need a nigga that's cleaning windows at the gas station in Hawaii. Where the fuck did you go wrong?
Oh, no, that there is that shit. Absolutely. Yeah. We knew the names of the homeless people. There was Tinfoil Hat Man, and he used to dance around. Yep, he used to dance around with the tinfoil hat. He had flags. He had his hair in pigtails. Everybody knew him. And then there was Travis. We called him Top Secret because he used to say he worked for the Top Secret Government.
Top Secret Government.
Yeah.
That's wild. Like, to even beg in a small town, like, to become homeless in a small town, and have
they're
the audacity
crazy
to beg.
They're crazy.
Knowing that, like, I know you know me, but
that's wild.
Give me that money.
It's the characters of that neighborhood, but it's crazy that the neighborhood is Hawaii. So it's
I know.
I was always fascinated with people from Hawaii.
Why is that?
Because I met a lady that was from Hawaii.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
She was bad. She gave me, like, that night. It was like my birthday, the day before, some shit like that. And she was all, like, yoga'd out in Hawaii.
Oh, she was a hippie chick.
Yeah.
There are a lot of hippies there, too. There are a lot of, people that come from the mainland.
Okiko was her name.
Okiko.
Jesus Christ. She was thorough.
Okiko. Okay. Is that yogurt?
No, that's Chobani. Her name was...
That is another girl from Hawaii.
That was Chobani from over there on 48th. Chobani lived on 48th and 6th Avenue. It was pretty wild.
Is there, like, there's never been an episode of Cops for Hawaii, has there, Natalie?
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog!
He's from Hawaii?
Mullet Man.
Show was. He's not from Hawaii. He's not from there. He came from the mainland, but he does have, that's where the show took place, on Oahu, and sometimes he would fly over to the Big Island to get people. So it's funny, I was watching with my husband, and I was like, oh shit, because he had to go over to Hilo to get someone, and I was like, and I know that place, and that's where I used to go on the weekend, and that's where I used to go eat, and that's Verna's Drive-In. And like,
you did that?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that, man. I hate when people do that. Like, when you watch a movie and someone's from that town, and they're just like, especially if they're just complaining, like, that's not right. No one does that. It's like, shut the fuck up and let us watch the movie.
You I couldn't help it. I got excited.
You town hall leader when there's a movie about your play. It don't go like that. That nigga Rocky Fraud. He didn't even run that far. I know. And I'm talking about Rocky.
Man. I know. I remember there was a Rocky, the last Rocky movie that came out had a fucking flyer for comedy still in the background.
Oh, wow.
Like, when they go to Max's to get cheesesteaks, there's still, like, a flyer for, like, some show with, like, Joe Claire or somebody coming.
Oh, wow. Joe Claire still going to Philly? That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So, this was... Natalie, I have to thought, did you play video games when you were growing up? I was curious about that.
Yeah, I did, but not anything serious.
But did you play to win? Did you beat video games or no?
Depends. I'm thinking of, like, being pretty angry about not winning a couple of Nintendo DS games.
Jesus Christ.
But, like, all trash games, basically. like High School Musical such and such game for Nintendo DS, I remember being pretty angry about.
There you go.
that's about it, man. Why are you just so like, where do you have rage now with games, right? Does that mean like some of your other competitive edge, like some of the shit that girls typically compete in goes down for you?
I guess I would get mad in, I played soccer and I would get mad in soccer because I wasn't very good at soccer. I was better at combat sports. I was always better at like doing martial arts and things like that for whatever reason. Right. I did because I worked, BJ Penn is also from Hawaii. He's from Hilo. We're from the same town. I worked at his gym. He's an MMA fighter. He was in the UFC. He held a belt at 170 and 155.
Damn.
Yeah, he's like, he hasn't fought in a while though. Right. He's like,
that motherfucker held a belt at 170 and 155.
Yeah.
That's a bad motherfucker. But anyway.
But I worked for him, so I did a lot of training.
I like playing video games. Because it's really easy to chip the male ego. I have to tell you a story where I was whooping Tom's ass at his summer house in the beach in front of his woman.
Tom Cassidy.
I was whooping Tom Cassidy ass
in front of his girl?
Marvel vs. Capcom 2 or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
In front of his woman. Ooh. Bruh, he took that shit so personal because I was killing him. And then the next day, he would not let off. Like, he was kicking. Like, he, like, slept on it. It was like, no, we got to play again.
Wow.
Niggas really take fighting games. So you could talk big cash shit. Because that's what I did. I talk big, like you tease him for real.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not even a fucking man. Like, I was looking at Tom's girl like,
Right, right. Can that be done to you? Like, can a girl get under your skin? Especially like if she's whooping your ass in front of your husband.
If you're playing fighting or whatever, how the game go.
Probably, yeah,
Is there any ego for that? Like, husband, like, where it's like, you know, watching you play video games, if you're winning or not, do you have any shame or embarrassment if you're losing in front of your husband?
Oh, yeah. No, I fucking hate it because he also teases me mercilessly.
There you go.
Another game that's like that, like fighting games and shit where shit goes down is fucking Mario Kart.
Yeah.
That game will show you who your friends are.
Yeah. I play Mario Kart with them. With Monroe and them. It's
Mario Kart is a fight, yeah.
It's big cash shit on that.
I love games
because you get
like,
to throw those things at them and all that, yeah.
Banana,
yeah.
The shells.
And Super Nintendo, I think they were the first ones to know that, like when they would have games that would have no time limit, so it was like almost like we know there's going to be fights and the game will just be here after you're done with that, like the amount of times that I remember Mario Kart just sitting there with the music playing while like the fight goes off into other parts of the house and you gotta like you have parents breaking shit up and it's like two or three kids who aren't involved just kind of have to sit there with the music playing in the background but you hear all of this fighting in every other part of the house.
You hear Mario Kart and hear niggas say take a break, go for a walk while Mario Kart, go take a breather, calm down in here, y'all need to separate while Mario Kart plays.
Did you ever come to blows over video games?
No, but I've always gotten like like it's more so like this. It's like when I used to play with my roommate Q when I was living in Union City, the whole thing was this. He was like you had to come to my room to play. So if I was kicking your ass like a lot, if I beat you over like 7 times, I'd tell you to get the fuck out of my room. Like I'd be like, you know what? I don't even want to do this no more. You know what? And I'm not paying all the rent this time.
Christ.
Get the fuck out of my room.
I remember
Nico White.
You are insane.
Nico White said this Harlem shit. It was so bad. Like Nico came in, killed it. Like Marvel vs. Capcom 2 or whatever. Which one was the one
Smash
you could
Brothers?
Hop off the walls?
Super Smash Brothers? No.
No, Marvel vs. Cap. Remember Marvel? There was the feature you could bounce off walls and all that. But anyway, so it was that game. Nico came from Harlem to Union City to play me in his game, and he beat me so bad. He was like, "How the fuck I beat a grown man in his own house, man?
You
should feel terrible right
that
now."
That is, yeah. That's
and I'm like half your
weird,
age.
Weird, yeah. What the
he was like, "How you feel about that? You should feel fucked up, right?"
Rude.
And then walked out, and then it was always like a little fun beef.
I guess
between,
that's where you get your ego out,
man.
God damn.
Sometimes video games can do it. If you don't feel like fighting, right, because that can get messy, right? Yeah. But you feel like talking a little shit, right? I say play the game.
Wow,
just get on the game. Why do you think niggas are Madden? There's a real competition for Madden.
Yeah.
Dude, Madden, I will never understand Madden because those games are notoriously horrible. And every time you look at the games, it's like two star reviews because they're just so bad. But people keep, and I get them that they want to play the game, and I understand why they want to play the game, but they're so poorly made, and they release a new one every single year, and it's always $60 every single year, and the reviews are always fucking awful.
Yeah. You gotta understand, it's football.
Yeah,
that, you're, like, yeah, I mean, I know, and I know that. Yeah. I know that's true, and that's why.
Chicken and snacks.
Madden is like the McRib, man. They're gonna go for it every time. Every time it comes out, they're going. You know what I mean?
And niggas, I found out motherfuckers just like saying the word Madden like that.
Yeah.
You get the new Madden? It's all with Madden.
They don't even know who John Madden is.
They don't give a fuck about John Madden. But they know, yo, the new Madden now. You trying to get on this Madden, huh?
Yeah.
And then they come at you. Niggas in Philly was so fucking. They come at your manhood. Fuck you doing playing any other game but Madden. You like them little fighting games, bitch.
Madden is a dude game.
Why you buy? It's just a. It was just 2K and Madden.
I love
that's
Street
it.
Fighter.
That's all
because
play.
You could do Hadouken and do all the little fucking. I like the awesome. Colors. Niggas was mad at me because I like the colors.
Nigga, people who got into the sports games back just like on, like, pretty Sega colors. When they were stiff.
Yeah.
That was weird. You know what I mean? Like people who were still on like, and I'm going way back when I talk about like Double Dribble and shit like that.
Oh,
but those
shit,
games were very stiff and not that fun to play. So people who hung in there for those sports games, they're fucking committed, man.
I get that. Yeah. They're like, now we have something good we can play.
But I think think they also just don't understand nothing else. Like you, because I can't lie, but my cousins and them started playing Final Fantasy. I was so busy in the street shit.
Yeah.
That this was just, what y'all nerd niggas doing down here in the basement with all this
too.
Whimsical shit. Like,
yeah.
They would be
wizards
down there.
And fairies.
I remember
my
cousins.
That's not up your alley.
My cousins, they like, when they knew they were about to beat it, then this is, they had to like put a tape in the VCR because they wanted to record the ending. You know what I mean? Because they would try to beat the game just to see the ending
the
movie thing.
Yeah.
And they wanted to record that because they had worked so hard to get it. And
to
I'm
get
like,
to the end.
Nigga, y'all missed. Summer. Y'all missed all of summer, man.
No, we didn't. Because to them, you have to understand the mind of a gamer. They got a big old throne. They sit in a big ass fucking thing. Because my boy, when I was hanging out in L.A., I used to crash on the couch of a gamer's house. He had the throne set up with the little this or that, big old ass modem or whatever it is, the big box, whatever, big ass monitor, bigger than a regular TV, right? And this shit is better than the actual TV color. So like a gaming screen is like, clean as fuck.
So you
go, HG. Oh, these niggas. And then Monroe is halfway into this shit. So it's just like, oh, y'all niggas for real.
Oh, yeah.
And then they can be on the game hours, dude. Like, hours and hours.
I spent an easy 8 hours playing World of Warcraft Classic. Like, easy, I can sit there and play it.
That's
I would
a
stay
whole
up till like 2 a.m. Yeah. But then this is after work. And I was and this is how bad it is. So I worked 2 jobs in L.A. and hosted. On the side, because you're trying to get your career off, but you also
but
have
still
to
gonna
like,
play that game.
And I'm still gonna stay up until fucking
she's
2 o'clock in the morning
play
playing
game.
That game. Yeah,
you understand? It's Twitch life.
Yes,
Zia committed, bruh.
That's wild.
That is some Black Air Force One energy if I ever heard it.
Yeah,
man.
I got 2 jobs, I had a host, and all that. My sugar bed, but I'm still gonna play this goddamn game.
Damn, man. Like, so. I don't know. I mean, I'm not even trying to take it to a dark place or nothing like that. But like,
you good for
is
that.
There? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. That's my superpower. But like, is there like recovery groups for this shit? Like,
I knew it. There's a rehab. This because y'all
it's
are sick.
Be
y'all niggas are
going.
Sick.
I'm not
That's
saying
what
y'all
said.
Sick.
He said, if you rehab, you were sick. You think these people are sick? This nigga's judging these people, calling them sick.
Nah. I'm just saying.
Snigger Dave is
for whenever. For whenever you want to go to bed a little bit more than before 2 a.m. because you got shit to do tomorrow. You know
Hi,
what I mean?
I'm Zia, and I'm a gamer.
Hi,
Zia. How's it going? So last week, I didn't pay my rent, and my husband left me because I won't show him any love because I'm on the game.
Fuck you, Dave Temple.
Game.
All right, I get it. I ruined it.
Dave is such an asshole.
That was his board for the record, though. I didn't say that.
I thought it was the button that you pushed.
Oh, no. He's on it.
Fuck you, Dave Temple.
Yeah, when I'm...
I like that.
That's great.
That was a good timing.
Yeah. But
I mean, it is just like anything. Like, anything can become addicting. There's people that are addicted to food. People that are addicted to sex. There are absolutely people that get addicted to video games. There will be times when I play less because I just don't have the time or I'm fucking exhausted or I've got too much shit going on, and I'm not playing as much then.
Yeah.
Like, I won't sit and spend 8 hours every day. But, like, if a new, like, I did put a lot of time into Valheim. I put a lot of time into Doom Eternal. Like, there's certain games that it's like, all right, well, I put 70 hours into this game because 70. I love it.
How do you decide when to play just to play or when to play, like, to stream? You know,
lately,
what I mean?
I only have been playing to stream. And again, because I've been taking, I got so burnt out from being in front of the computer for a while because I was working from home and then gaming, and I would spend all that time in my room, that PC room that was like an office slash stream room and all that stuff. I got so burnt out on it that I have been taking a break. It's been a few months where I kind of just haven't been playing a lot, but I did just start playing No Man's Sky. So I can.
The only thing I can say to that is, have you heard of Blue Blocks?
I have Blue Blocks. Those are my glasses.
Because we advertise Blue Blocks, and this would be a good episode if we're Blue Blocks. We'll have to do a Blue Blocks a little plug today. We have any Blue Blocks plugs? Anyway.
It'll be there.
It'll be nice. But anyway, we're getting
Derek. Look at Derek trying to produce the show. Go ahead, Derek.
No, because Dylan bitch ass ain't here. So I'm just coming up with little things. I'm a little high, right?
Yeah.
We're all here. The turtle's on the table.
You
and make
good?
Sure y'all subscribe, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell
I'm just trying
Derek.
To do all the notes from last week.
I'm
subscribe,
all...
subscribe.
Hell yeah, Derek. I'm all for that. Subscribe. Like,
hey.
Share, comment.
Comment.
How do you get people
talk
to
about it?
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Put Zia in the comments just for the algorithm. That's what you do.
Yeah, and if you and if any listeners are on Twitch, you know, listen to this and follow on Twitch and do the Twitch thing, and we'll try to get on No Need for Apologies Twitch account.
Well, let's do some plugs while we plug in everything.
Yeah.
Let's get some plug music going on. But yeah,
plug music.
For the people, if you're having a good time so far, you should, like, if you're thinking about this, be like, yeah, I should share this with somebody else. Zia, where can the people find you? Give them the YouTube, the Twitch, all that.
I do have a Twitter and Instagram. It's at Zia underscore land. It's spelled XIA underscore land, LAND. And then all my links are in my bio there. I do have links to my Twitch, twitch.tv/Zealand. I have an OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/Zealand. I have a YouTube, youtube.com/Zealand, I think. Yeah, so pretty much all that stuff. And then I'm regularly on the Chip Chipperson podcast, which is also often recorded here. And as we've said, Dave Temple has been on the Chip, Chip experience.
Go see the last Chip episode. I cry every time I'm on with Chip. I laugh till I fucking cry.
Funny. It's Chipper.
It guys does. I wanna have Chipper on here. I gotta pressure Chip. Let's bug Chip.
Let's just keep texting Chip and be like, hey. That'd be great.
Just to see where he fits in. Derek, man, you got anything to plug, man?
What's coming up? Oh, No Need for Apologies be in DC November 19th and 20th. We're doing stand up in Chocolate City.
DC Loft, right?
DC Loft. That's a nice little tight little club. So I'm letting y'all know we're going to turn the fucking room around. It's going to be a good one. So Friday and Saturday, November 19th and 20th. And what else? December. Ha! Vulcan Gas Company in Texas, Austin. Me and Dave all weekend. It's going to be another world-class No Need for Apologies event. Splendiferous. Raucous ass. Comedy experience. So that's four shows. November 19th through 20th, DC, and December 20th through the 20th. No, December 19th through the 21st, Vulcan Gas comes.
Yo, the year is almost done, dude.
Yeah.
It's like 8 more weeks left. Like, it's, you know, it's crazy, man. So, DaveTempleComedy.com is where you need to go to catch up with me before the year is over. See my live tour dates with myself or with Derek Gaines as a part of No Need for Apologies. October 17th, we are doing our first live podcast.
Yeah.
No Need for Apologies.
Nice.
We'll be gathering at the Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308 Bedford Avenue at 8 p.m. If you fuck with us, man, yo, come on out. This is the one. Just get to know everybody. We're going to have a few of the girls, some of the greats back on. I'm going to make sure Karen Feehan is in the building.
Nice.
I think we'll get Courtney B. back in the building.
That's a saucy bitch.
You know her. You love her. You hate her. Vaughn DiCarlo.
Yeah.
Well, Vaughn gonna hit me with the pencil me in. I'm like, bitch. So, but
Vaughn been doing a lot of middling on the road, so she. Vaughn been middling, so she got an ego. And I hope she hears it because I love fucking with Vaughn.
All right. So, yeah, make sure you check that out. That'll be about it for now, man. Let's go ahead and cut the plug music off.
All right.
All right. So, hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best price. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more going to the counter to some guy who needs to order your parts, and they aren't really sure what you're looking for.
I hate that.
They have no clue, like, what you need, or, you know, and they still want to charge you, like, storefront markup prices.
Markups.
So. Whatever. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and wherever, whether you're a mechanic or an auto shop or working on your own car, everything you need is right there at rockauto.com.
Rockauto.com.
When you order, make sure you tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on No Need for Apologies. Rockauto.com. Let's get back into it. Zia, we know about Black Air Force One. So.
I know nothing. You were talking about it earlier, and I'm actually really curious because
let's break it down to her, Dave.
Yeah. What do you got on your feet now? What kind of shoes you got on?
No, low top Chucks.
All kinds.
Yeah. Indeed.
So, you know, this has been labeled sometimes the shoe is the scumbag. You know, the shoe of the scumbag. Okay. The white Air Force One, the white Uptown. Everybody's all fly and ditty, you know. And then, like, apparently, you wear these, you just don't care about your life. Life is a bit harder.
You're a criminal.
Life has dealt you some hands, and because of that, you
work at the kitchen.
You resort to criminal activity when things
you
get
work
tight.
Security are at the arena.
At the arena, are they cheaper shoes?
No, 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 no.
They cost the
just
same.
Purely off of the color,
the
right?
Color.
Just the color alone.
Okay.
And apparently, the people who gravitate to this shoe just happen to have the dark side of the force.
Okay.
Right? We've been working hard to change the narrative, okay?
I'm going
to
get a diamond chain. But this is the pendant.
Someone
that's
hit us up. I don't remember who it was.
Was it a jeweler?
No, can you check, or can you pull up our
I
Instagram?
I need the jewelers
NNFA
to hit me
podcast
up.
On Instagram. Make sure you're following us on Instagram.
I need links, nigga. No, links and diamonds.
But someone
I need
hit
water
us
on
up
these
asking,
joints.
There's one that's a picture of a text message.
All Facebook-owned companies are down right now.
Oh, shit, yeah. We're getting hacked.
Instagram.
We're getting hacked.
It's the Russians!
I can't wait, man.
It's the invasion!
I can't. Dude, that's what this country needs to knock us off our block. Like, no social media. Yo,
what do you think all them Instagram hoes is doing right now?
Nothing.
They can't pose and look at their foot and head their ass out.
I know.
No twerk video. Y'all can't make twerk videos?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What are we going to do, dude?
Facebook down there.
Yo,
what are we going
to do?
Yo, to be honest with you, Zia, I ain't going to hold you. That's what I thought. I thought that's what you were. I thought you did, like, just twerk videos and stuff. Like, because I try not to get caught up in the thirst traps online. So when I would see, like, the t-shirts and stuff, I would just bypass it just so I don't get caught up under the spell.
Thirst traps dry.
So, like, when you said you got an OnlyFans, what do you do on OnlyFans?
Like, I do topless and lewd content. I don't do, like, actual porn or any stuff like that. So
right.
I do super teasing content. So it's one of those things. Yeah, it's like one of those things. And I follow
girls that lift the shirt up right to
yep.
the fucking
right,
I'm
right.
Like, come
now,
on.
Let me ask you this. Because, and I don't want to spoil nothing for nobody. How do you stay in it?
What do
like,
you mean?
Like, because you have to be kind of in it to tease.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
so,
you're not getting anything out of it. You know what I mean? Like, you know this. How
playing
do you
Valhelm
stay?
Or Molly? You still popping Molly and stuff.
Yeah,
stuff
do you,
with the fuck.
Like, do you got to get high to be in like, there? To
you be on Molly playing games.
Yeah.
And then I start touching myself. I'm like, Mike, get the camera.
Yeah. Because there's like an ego with that shit also.
There's definitely an ego with it. And I will say this. I was talking about this before. I film a lot of my, like, if I'm feeling horny and I'm feeling into it and, like, it's turning me on that other people are looking at me like that, I'll film a shit ton of content at once. So I have a lot because I'm like, I'm feeling it and I'm feeling good and this is great. Because there are totally days where I'm like, I'm such a fat piece of shit.
Oh,
why does anybody
want to
fucking watch
me?
Yeah, right?
Get
that's
your
what you
B-roll
want?
Footage.
You look like
that's
shit.
The that's the blooper.
Dude,
that's
I swear to God. And I think because I like, I'm a big fan of websites like eFucked and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, so like, but I feel
I
like
used to send me those goofy
there is a market for that kind of shit. Like the meltdowns of like, I'm not feeling it today. Or like a rage quit. You ever rage quit OnlyFans?
No, I've never rage quit OnlyFans.
<That's>
Do
so
girls
funny.
Do that where they're like, fuck this. I don't want to so get funny. Fucked right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
You just throw the dildo down. You pull off the suction cup and just hit the fuck.
throw it at the camera. It's just stupid.
Reveal as much as you can, but like, or as much as you choose to, but your process. Yeah. How do you come up with your process to even create content?
Absolutely.
So it depends. A lot of the times I also watch, like I follow a bunch of girls that do similar content.
Oh, so you just biting off other people?
Some stuff. I get ideas, but then there's stuff that's like universally done. Like I've done a shower video.
Okay.
And like every girl's done a shower video.
Right.
And I definitely tend to show off more than a lot of those teasing girl contents because I'm cool with going fully topless. Like I do that and I'm fine with that.
Oh shit.
I just don't I tease below the belt a lot more and don't do like any of that kind of stuff. But yeah. I've done a baby oil video, which is another one that I've been wanting to do for a while, and I finally released that. That was like outside of my comfort zone though. I was at that one I charged quite a bit more for because I was like, this is a lot.
Yeah,
for me.
The cleanup is crazy, like, right? Like the cleanup, like
you're slipping off the goddamn chair.
Do you gotta like? How do you work that out with your husband to be like, all right, look,
you keep just going, I know. Like
this. We got a hotel room.
Oh, okay.
We got a hotel room and all right,
and you're
shit.
Like, yeah, sorry, we just paying that deposit.
Here's a
you
tip.
Keep sliding down the fucking.
My bad. Yeah, right. I'm on the floor eventually.
No, that's dope that y'all even because I wouldn't have had that idea. I would have never thought to do baby oil porn at a hotel. I'd have done it right in my living room and then just been mad and been like, we're not doing porn here anymore because it fucks up the couch. Fucking grease stains are ridiculous, man.
That's so silly. That motherfucker's silly.
Yeah.
But yeah, a hotel, let them deal with that.
Yes. But I wasn't a total dick. I put towels down on the bed. I covered the bed in towels. And then after, I bunched the towels up and put them in the bathroom. And I was in the shower. And I was like, okay, sorry you're going to touch oily towels. But it didn't get everywhere. Like, right. It didn't get on the bed and shit.
So, Do people ever suggest types of content?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the dumbest thing someone's ever suggested?
I don't know if this is the dumbest, but it's definitely the weirdest. And this isn't even content. This is just what someone wanted from me. They wanted me... He's like, I got to show him ready. He wanted me to put gummy bears in my ass and then send them to him so he could eat them.
So cover... So basically, put the gummy bears up in your ass.
Yes.
Pull them out so there's the essence of you.
Yes.
Put them in an envelope. Go to John. Yep. Eat them. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know what though? That sounds like cyber catcalling. That sounds like,
okay.
That's like when you yell like, girl, I eat Skittles out your butt. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to joke
like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about that. You yell shit to women like that. You don't really mean it.
But cyberly, it makes it so much more creepier because you know on the other end of that computer, some fat nigga eating waffles out his belly button. And then, you know. Huh? And then, right?
Yeah.
Because like, when I see a girl walk down the street, I might be like, I'll eat her butt with a plate of spaghetti. But I say it to myself.
You don't actually say it to her.
Yeah, but I don't say it to her. I'll be like, damn, she bad.
But here's the thing.
That's a gentleman.
And I'm always playing devil's advocate. I'm not on behalf of this shit. But what if that guy is just testing to see who will do it?
Maybe.
Who will
do
it? Like,
that's how chicks die. You ever see that movie, The Cell, with Jennifer Lopez? This nigga was making dolls out of white women. So you got to understand. Leave that shit alone. But yeah, man. So did you send him gummy bears?
No.
Tastes like ass?
Nope. You know what? And you know what I was thinking? I was like, what if he gets sick? Then I'm liable. That's what I was thinking. I was like, fuck that. I don't want to get into it.
You ain't going to clean your ass first before you put gummy bears
in. Of course I would clean it, but it's still an asshole. Like, you know, yeah.
E. coli, right?
You don't know.
Dude, I want to know who gave this girl this idea. Natalie, there's a clip that I sent. It's called Silly Porn. Now, there's a porn site, but it's not going to show nothing. She covers everything up. But I want to know who gave this girl this concept. I'd imagine this is like a cam girl.
Okay. I'm excited.
All right. So just she comes in. We're good. She's not going to get naked or nothing like that, or a little bit.
Just a little
bit. But the
naked.
Concept is some invisible force attacks her.
Starts
shut the fuck up. Oh my God.
So, hey, Tori Spelling did this on Scary Movie 1.
Yes! Tori Spelling did this on Scary Movie.
You can't trick. Wow!
Oh, she has so,
that's ass.
Ass,
though.
Yeah.
Nigga, turn this shit off.
But
man.
Go ahead. You can cut it off. But the concept, she does an entire scene by herself pretending to get.
That's actually very silly.
Someone asked for that. How do you watch that and not laugh?
That's hilarious.
Okay, and I'll be honest with you. I came across this trying to jerk off. She ruined it for me. Like.
That's so funny.
There was no jerking. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Is it really? Like, nah, I gotta save this. We gotta talk about this on the show.
You was holding your dick like a remote. Because you was just, you was trying to, you hold your dick
limp
like just waiting.
In hand.
And then you was like, nah, man.
Yo, that girl is like, she deserves an award just for the commitment, because like, there's a sense of silliness that we all feel. You got to stop chewing that gum in the mic, though. There's a sense of like ridiculousness that I think we all feel when we start to stream or even create content.
It's gotta be. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Who,
you made your own Hollywood, so it's your, you know how Hollywood goofy as fuck. So I know y'all brains going off in that bedroom. You see some of these TikToks that these people make where they edit changing hats and shit like that.
Uh huh.
Like, how the fuck? Just sitting in there.
In the house for hours.
Because all those ideas. So that's getting what I'm fucked saying. By yourself is hilarious.
And she's not holding the camera.
I was just going to
show
ask.
It again. Just, you can show it again.
Yeah, show it again.
She's only, she'll show her butt. She's not going to show anything else. She keeps the pants like right there. But someone else was like, yeah, I'll do this with you. You know what I mean?
I was just going to ask if you think maybe she was just alone and she was like, oh, I got to put out content today. I got to figure something out. I think she probably set up the camera in a couple different locations.
This is Drop Dead Fred the remake. Her imaginary friend was in on this.
Yeah, like when you get to this point of I need to get content up today, right? And it's just like, fuck, I don't have anybody to do a scene with me. Fuck it, I'll do it by myself.
That's crazy.
Okay, I got it.
That's crazy. That's, what's that? Art, that's like a, what's that? It's like expressive art.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And someone like, because do you think that girl doesn't?
It's so silly. It's artsy,
right? I'm judging her, but that girl doesn't look like she has editing skills, does she? Natalie, you're a producer.
Yeah, I think that was probably the extent of the editing. Like what we just saw, that was it.
But that means she had to take the footage to someone else and go, hey.
No, I bet she probably could have taken it into Windows Movie Maker by herself. I bet she could have done it.
That's so funny. That's very
doesn't take
funny.
Much.
That's kind of, she a good sport for that. That shit makes
right,
me giggle.
Right.
I don't care. That's a giggly moment.
So, I mean, like, and this is kind of, I guess, teasing it if anybody wants to go there, but do you have, what is the most ridiculous thing you've ever done? Or is it mostly just kind of tease? Do you have fun with it? Or?
I do have fun with it. Yeah, absolutely. It's and again, sometimes I'll do like, a lot of it is photos and stuff. Like I do sets where I do photos, but then there's videos too. And like, if I'm really feeling it, I'll go and record a few videos because I'm like, oh, this is great. I've done like striptease videos to different songs that I like.
All right.
And I'll do stuff like that where I get down to my underwear, lots of like ass shaking, playing with my boobs, stuff like that. Yeah.
We got to get you to do that and then no need for apology t-shirt.
That's dope. If you can
I'll do it.
We're going to send you home with the flag.
Yeah. You just game in the oil in the flag. Do the oil with the flag.
Just going to get a really
do
oily
oil
flag
with
back.
The flag.
It's going to be ruined.
You're going to junior slut it all. Make sure you junior tease. Yeah. I like your junior tease energy. Tease these niggas.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Real rap, do you feel like you kind of proved your grandma right or no?
Because that's what I was thinking. Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a second. Wait a minute, because I was like, wait a minute, Junior Slut. Oh, no. But you was like, it's not porn or anything. I'm like, okay, good. Whew. It's not porn or anything. Grandma's still a fuck up.
That Whew. Bitch. No. I you know, I don't. I guess I think about it in the sense of like, this is how much I'm comfortable with my body and like, this is how much I'm willing to share.
That's the Hawaii shit.
Yeah, you know, like it's one of those things where I grew up in bathing suits.
Walking around naked in the flowers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so like, this is how much of myself I'm willing to share and like how far I'm willing to go. There are a lot of hot girls in Hawaii, so I'm just saying. The Brazilian bikinis, that's all they
wear. Where are you in Hawaii? Are you?
Hilo.
No, oh, like sorry. On the scale of
on a scale of like hot?
Hotness. Yeah, 1 to 10. That's, very direct question,
bold
right?
Bold question. No, let's go.
I'm just saying, because everybody, like, look, even Paco's here. Paco's from Hawaii.
Paco's
and
from Hawaii.
Paco's like he's hot in America.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure Paco's like, he's like five or six in Hawaii, right?
He's like a Hawaiian six.
He's definitely higher than that.
Okay.
So I wish this was in the lobby so that he could hear us.
Oh, it's not?
I
thought he was just ignoring us. I thought he was just really good at ignoring us. Okay.
Rate him. But yeah, no, like there are definitely, it's a range too.
Okay.
But you get, a lot of what you get in Hawaii is nice is because you get these mixes. So you get a girl who's like part Asian and like part Pacific Islander. So she's like part Asian, part Hawaiian, or like part, it's like a lot of Hapa mixes. And so those mixes are like people that are, like part white and then part Japanese, like
part
half white,
Japanese.
Half, yeah. Like there's a lot of those mixes and those girls are super hot. I've never liked myself or the way I look ever.
Christ.
So I like. like rate myself low.
We know this trick.
I had a shit self-esteem growing
we
up.
We know this trick.
I swear to
I'm
God.
I'm not okay, going to say
where,
anything.
Where's you don't have self-esteem? To. Where's self-esteem? You don't
just
have
out
to.
Of curious now. Just out of curiosity, where's the self-esteem now?
It's gotten better. I've definitely
better. Go Twitch.
Wait. Yeah, but people pay to see you do shit. That's still not
dude,
not valid.
It's unfucking real to me that people do. And also, how many people have been into my boobs? Because that's always been like a point of contention for me because they're so small, and I've always hated that. But I get so many compliments on my boobs where I'm like, oh, like. Thanks. Okay.
Huh. Some like, people don't like them over the shoulder boulder holders. That's a lane. That is a true lane.
Crazy
high. You got to risk suffocation. You got to risk headaches.
So when
back
you
pain.
So when you're seeing somebody else in Hawaii, like you see other hot people in Hawaii.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And you still feel like they're hotter than you, or
especially when I was in high school growing up, and there were all the like part Asian girls that played soccer, and there was like the surfer girls, like there were the groups of those girls, and I was just a fucking nerd that hung out in the band room. And yeah, I did. I was super nerdy. I spent so much of my time reading, like with my nose in a book. Like I was not. Yeah. Did not think I was hot. Band, like,
a little bit off topic, but just as you thought of the band, I was out yesterday, and it was like Mexican music, mariachi music playing in the park.
Uh-huh.
And I realized there's a lot of fucking instruments in there. The tuba. Like there's a lot of brass. A lot of people with a mariachi band. And it's like,
yeah, they're fighting to stay relevant, man.
Who the fuck made the tuba to use everybody?
I swear to God, we have someone in our development. We live in one of those apartment places that has like a bunch of buildings, and one of the people in the building has a fucking tuba, and they're always practicing in the middle of the day. I was like, who the fuck chooses to play the goddamn tuba?
And carries through.
Yes!
Like, to play the tuba in New York? In New York? That's an Uber XL every day.
I like tuba jokes. Because, you know, there's a guy on the roost named Tuba Gooden Jr. That's already kind of funny. Pun.
Tuba jokes.
Have you ever seen that Family Guy episode where the family was broke, so Stewie got a job playing the tuba and behind fat people? It was the funniest shit. He was so fat people walking down the street, and Stewie would go, bum, 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 bum. And then every time they fell, he'd go, and every time, between every beat, bum, 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 the fat person would give like an excuse. I have a glandular problem. Bum, 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 bum. It's thyroid. Bum, bum, bum. Just leave me alone and fall.
The tuba is only used for comedy. It's only used for comedy. But Mexicans are using it to get laid, dude. Like mariachi bands,
it's still music.
Serenade a woman.
That's true. You gotta understand, it's frequencies, Dave. The sound of a tuba rumbles somebody's drawers.
Yeah, it does. That's
it rumbles
saying.
Some puss.
To think to use
some
it that way.
Some puss likes that frequency. Dum dum bum 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 ha ha. Ja blah 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 blah. You remember on Howard Stern the movie when he was just humming into the speaker
on
and
the speaker.
Business singing on the speaker.
That's
same
the tuba.
Shit.
Tuba.
Frequency.
Yeah, yeah.
But is anyone going home to fuck the tuba player? Or are they serenading someone who's on a date and she's going to go fuck the guy she's on the date with?
Nah, she's a big old Mexican lady. She's going to get what she can get.
I feel like, yeah, that's what I'm about to say. I feel like the woman who fucks a tuba player,
that's
a
weird frequency.
She found utility. That guy, he can do everything she wants him to do.
So she's going to have the body of a mechanic.
Yeah, but she comes every time.
Bam. They right? got it going
that
on.
That guy provides for her.
Provides.
He's quiet. He's
quiet.
Humble.
He's playing the tuba.
But he plays the tuba. You know what I mean? It's just something you got to. Like,
hey, man.
You know what's funny? This is the thing I think about too, right? Because we always shame each other when we see them
can't
doing
everybody play the drums?
That we think is ridiculous, right? Like, there's a stigma on being a woman who charms a bunch of men to be like, blah, 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 blah. But there's also a stigma on being a man who has like multiple wives.
Yeah.
Right? Like women will see some African dude has 26 wives. They mean, these men are disgusting. And it's like, all right, well, why is he the bad guy? Like 26
wives.
Not only that.
That's
but do you understand the challenge of managing 26 women?
Wow.
Nigga, this ain't no sweet spot. You know what I mean? Women are a pain in the ass. Like, no disrespect to you, but like, you understand? Like, to have a relationship with 26 of them?
26 personalities.
Yeah, nigga.
You gotta talk about your feelings with 26 fucking people.
And they gonna talk their feelings
wanna
back
know.
To you,
yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you gotta like, take in 26 channels.
Right.
Cancel the cable.
Like, so for a dude to take on... Yeah, we ain't watching shit.
We ain't watching shit.
Movie night's
I gotta
canceled.
Watch you bitches. Oh, cancel the cable.
But for a dude to get into, like, you know what I mean? Like, he did that for a reason. He believes in what he's doing. Yeah. Like, it's like, hey, stop judging me. I know what I'm doing. Right. I think the same thing now. I'm kind of turning around on the aspect of, because I gave Nima Cat a hard time for simping dudes last week. I've been thinking about this, and it was the mushrooms. I was doing mushrooms this weekend. And it got me thinking.
You and your little Spanish hottie out there doing y'all shit with the shrooms.
But it got me thinking,
with a whole hippie.
They need, like, women, like, one woman who can manage, like, 80,000 fans and entertain them sexually. Like, we should be thanking her. Because, like, she's helping those dudes get that off. Yeah, no man. One's going to fuck that 80,000.
Nope.
Yeah, well,
but she's not keeping them going.
From,
you know
keeping
what I mean?
Them from shooting up malls and schools.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and also, like, everybody, there was this study that I was trying to read where they were trying to study the effects of porn on men.
Okay.
They were trying to be like, okay, how does a man who's, you know, past a certain age or whatever, who's watched porn versus a brain who hasn't watched it, and like, how does it affect their brain and how their chemistry and how it grows and all that stuff. They could not find a single man who had never watched porn. So no matter what you want to say about it, it's a form of entertainment that just about every man, and a lot of women too, watch. Yet you're going to shame the women that do that. Like, that's the crazy thing to me. It's like, wait, you want that entertainment, but you think the women that do it are less than? Like, that doesn't make any sense, because, like, you need someone to create that entertainment for you. Otherwise, you don't get to watch it.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's one of those things. It's like, you're all watching it. Why do you hate the women that make it for you? Mark Norman had a good thing about sluts like that, too. He's like, why do you hate on sluts? They're great. They sleep with us.
Yeah.
Like, he had a funny bit.
It's the same as, like, being mad at or shitting on people that work at McDonald's, but then being mad that it take too long to get your food at McDonald's. Like, nobody want to work
here. You still apple pies and McMuffins, nigga.
No, you still like, if you shame everybody out of the job, it's going to be a long line in that drive-thru.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's going to be a shortage of the McMuffins, nigga. You don't get the McGriddle.
It's balance. Checks and balances.
It's checks and fucking... I say it all the time.
It is.
I'm not against chicks that do that shit because they're... I go, where the fuck... What happened? I just... Some of them too good. I just be like, what happened to them?
Look, I'm not going to not say that a lot of the women that do porn have gone through some shit in their lives. I'm not saying that that's because a lot
you know
of them
what
probably
it is?
Have.
I think... And I've realized, I think there's like an aggression... There is an aggression towards women, like, just in that situation. Like, that lash out, it really has nothing to do with that act.
Yeah.
It's pinned up from other things that you can't speak out on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
like, and I said it no disrespect when I was like, women are a pain in the ass, but it's not the disrespect, it's the fact, it's the social contract that we can't hit women.
Right.
And most men are taught to hit people when they're being annoying.
Yeah, it's how you're raised, right? It's right. That exactly, like how, and also this is something that men go through all the time too, and I feel like it's fucking super unfair to them, is that they're always taught, oh, you have to be a man, don't show emotion. And of course men have emotion, so they end up bottling up all this emotion
right.
that they don't let out because it's like, oh, well, you're a pussy if you cry or if you say something about
right,
it.
Right, right.
So it's like, it's a similar sort of thing.
So, Natalie, I want you to pull up the videos, these links that I sent you here, right? The first one that just says, girls just interrupting, right?
All right, this should be funny.
And we get this a lot in front of comedy clubs, right? You just be out
having
a conversation.
I deal with it terribly.
And it's only women that do this. Men will never, every now and again, once a month, you might get a really drunk guy walks in.
Fuck this shit right here. It was crazy, yeah.
Go ahead, let this one play. So this is OT Genesis, crit walking, chilling.
What the fuck?
What is happening? What is happening?
She decided that she wanted to be a part of the dance, right?
And I'm like, that's not even twerking. That girl's doing skip it.
Well, she's also like pretty much making fun of what he was doing, right? Like she, you know, I mean, I don't think she did it to be disrespectful. I think she just wanted to be in the mix,
that
right?
Yeah. Looked awful.
And there's nothing anybody can do other than just...
video it and put it on the internet.
Right.
Like, you look silly.
I know. I did that while I was on a train because this lady came in and just started preaching.
Oh boy.
There you go. You gotta get a good sermon on the train.
All I could think was this lady did not get her time on stage yesterday in the pulpit. For her to come on the train Monday, listen to this woman. This woman is nuts. Just came on the train and just started preaching to everybody. And I'm just like...
Standing there in the middle? Just like, hey, guys.
Sometime God tell other motherfuckers to do that shit.
No, he doesn't.
I know. I'm just joking, bro. I know. I'm just trying to back up a goddamn
God
sermon on the train.
Me. We're on the train. Yeah. If God wanted to get in touch with me, I'm pretty sure.
He could. He really could.
Yeah.
He probably, like, I want God to hit me different. Like, knock over, like, a Ninja Turtle on my dresser or something. Like, holy shit. I got to pay attention. But you bring some church. Goofy bitch on the train, yakety yakking. I'm going to just turn my headphones up and just play my Wordscapes harder.
Right.
God actually told her not to do that.
There you go, Nat. Come on, Nat. You better fill in those gaps.
Filling in for Dylan, who's off in Costa Rica right now.
Being an ass.
Dylan.
Oh, and I might say, Dylan, thank you for going to Costa Rica because Black Ass Comedy Show was perfect last night. Thanks for not fucking up the vibe. Holy shit. Yo. When I mean you weren't there to do your bullshit guest spot, nigga, all these comics, it just kept going up. It just elevated. It was just bye-bye-bye. No Dylan.
Black Ass Comedy was crazy.
It was like we took the fucking the rock out the grind. You know how the gears grind? We took the rock and it just flowed so beautifully.
It's a comedy show that we do in Brooklyn every Sunday night. It starts at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
On a Sunday.
10:20, really.
Sunday night.
And we pack this place out.
Gradually.
And people get, people get to the show at like 10:40.
Damn.
Like, 10:40, we thought we were ridiculous starting a show at 10 o'clock on a Sunday. People are late.
People are ready to party. That's why they're like, I don't want my fucking weekend to be over. This is bullshit.
Listen, it carries us on to a high. It's a Monday, so I appreciate everybody for coming out and doing their thing.
Hey, last night was a goddamn
movie.
So,
Dylan, if you want to stay another week in Costa Rica.
You can. Please. keep those die jokes and all the bullshit. Work on your set and then come back because goddamn, when I mean an elevation of hilarity, it was insane.
Mm,
That goddamn show last night was so great. Thanks for all the comments coming out.
Yeah, man, I'm feeling good.
I can't stop smiling. That's what it felt like. It was like goddamn.
And then you left and went off to some other
highfalutin party, which I feel like an asshole because I thought everybody was just gonna be there. So I was like, I didn't text nobody.
So you just went by yourself?
No, like, I ain't going by myself. All the comics except my 6-footers were there. And then I'm sitting there like, where the fuck are they at? Because I thought everybody just knew about it.
This is the way Derek communicated. Derek did this last week. Natalie, what did we say the week that Derek was gone? Because I don't even think you realized this. The week that you went to L.A., I found out you weren't going to be here at 1 a.m. as you were jumping in the Uber on Sunday night. You go, hey, you need me to get somebody else for you? And then you just hopped in the Uber and left. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I'm not even tripping. Because I'm with him last night. We're together. We ordered Ubers together, said good night, went our separate ways. He goes, oh, I thought y'all knew. Like,
and it's not even a gripe. I just didn't. I would love for y'all to beat it. Like, I didn't even think like that.
I've always told everybody that when they're like, are you sure he's your friend? I'm like, yeah, trust me, it's not intentional.
I'm absent-minded in that fact, because it wasn't me trying to keep this shit from y'all. I really just thought, oh, they'll be here.
Yeah. So tell us about the party, man.
So, nigga, I get there. Dave Chappelle was on his third night of his three-day residency at the Stand. So he took all the tenor.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Say it with us. Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help get a man stronger and longer lasting erections.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so there's no visit to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like swallowing pills? No problem here, man. It's chewable, man. So look, here's what you got to do, all right? You could benefit from extra confidence in the bedroom, and it's time to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Visit BlueChew.com.
Blue Chew, bro.
For more details and important safety information. Now, here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NNFA at checkout. Mm-hmm. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NNFA to receive your first month free. And we thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the podcast.
So it makes your Johnson like Johnson & Johnson.
Let's get back into it.
8 o'clock shows. And he does the show. He goes and does about an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And then he has a party afterward. So, you know, the parties were progressively just crazy. Friday, I didn't go. I watched the set and went home. And then I went home, and then I got news that Cuba Gooding Jr. was there breakdancing. I was like, I need to check this shit out. So I go Saturday night, right? I go Saturday night, and I'm gonna lead it all the way in. I go, because it'll take us right out. I go Saturday night, and it's fucking same shit. But now, instead of Cuba Gooding Jr. being there, he's there heckling Dave on stage. Pretty wild. But at the same time, it's Black Thought from The Roots' birthday. Oh, that motherfucker's in the room. So right before Dave gets off stage, he says, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to get up to the greatest rapper in the world, Tyreek, such, 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 Black Thought from The Roots. And he back there. And then, you know, Dave Chappelle. Come on, man. Come up here and freestyle for us. Some birthday bars. Come on, do it for me, man. And Tyreek's like, nah, nah. And then Dave Chappelle.
That is a weird position to put
please,
somebody
man.
In.
Right? Come on back. So fucking Black
Dave's
Thought.
Dave's an asshole for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, he did, like, forced
black,
him to come
that's
up.
That's some Black Air Force One energy, Dave.
He went up. Birthday bar.
That
he went.
That is like, my bad.
Thought with his whole family. That's what made it crazy.
Yeah, that's like some Arabian, like, he's raining. Come dance for me. Yes, it is your birthday. You do the thing you do in front of us, please. It's my party. I want to have a good time.
So sort of like that, on some salt and shit, the nigga comes up. Cypher Sound starts mixing. It's crazy. And then he changed the beat.
Yeah.
Tyreek spitting on the beat. Beat change. He changed the fucking flow. I'm losing my mind in AV room.
Crazy.
And it's Saturday night.
Yeah.
So I'm hanging out. Saturday night, Tyreek there. Hanging out. Saturday was fun. Bye, I leave. Sunday... it's Talib Kweli's birthday. So I'm like, this might be a different one. I might want to come
so
hang
hold
out.
On. Wait. Who? It was...
Tyreek's birthday Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And it was Talib Kweli's birthday last night.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'm at the party else? Last That's, night.
We just need to do the math on that. It's October.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to have a mega rapper, then you need to be fucking in December.
Bang.
You're pregnant now. In December, you'll have a superstar rapper.
Absolutely. No, no, no. Whatever. Right, so well, Talib Kweli, for his birthday, bless his heart, decides to spend the party. So he playing music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Killing. Like being Talib. And then, you know, Dave Chappelle drunk off his ass on stage. We having a good time. Everybody there. Football players is there. Bad Bitch is there. A couple TV niggas there. A couple movie niggas there. From like old movies and shit. I'm like, all right, it's a good time. We just having a good old time playing. And then 30 minutes in, I see Dave go, yo, hey, yo. I look over, Kanye West.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God.
Kanye West is walking up to this. So I'm like, is that fucking Yeezy?
Yeah, God,
so
damn.
Me and all the comics is like, nah. I'm like, nah. Get the fuck out of here. So now he's sitting carrying on. So Salim starts spinning all these classic Kanye songs. And I'm listening to him like, yo, the niggas that's in the room. Crazy.
Yeah, that's got to be awkward, though. But damn, that is amazing.
Better be good if he walks in and you're
like,
spinning his stuff.
What the fuck?
And I'm glad he got Black Thought off the hook of having freestyle. And
then, he's like,
so
can
Kanye
I go sit down
come
now?
In, sit down and fucking shit. And then we like, is he going to get up on the stage?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, everybody yeah.
So without skipping a beat, 10 minutes in, Dave Chappelle go, we on that gang shit. We squatting up. Give it up for Kanye West. Whole room.
So at this time, no one knows. Kanye's just sitting down. The audience don't know Kanye's in the room.
Because I'm tall, thank God. Me and Napoleon Tall, we saw over the crowd. Because we saw this hooded. He had a hoodie on, leather jacket. And I'm looking like, yo, that look like. And I was like, yo, that's fucking Kanye.
God damn.
So niggas was like, nah. And I was like, yeah. He was like, yo. And then Napoleon was like, nigga, that's Kanye. I was like, yeah, it is. So people didn't know. So people are like, who the fuck was that? Because he had a hoodie on.
Yeah.
I'm like, you ain't going to believe what I'm telling you, but it's Kanye West over there, right?
God,
so
damn.
Girls go, it is? So they charge over there to go see him. He's surrounded by gargantuan niggas. I was like, these guards that they hired, these must be the high-end superstar guards.
Right.
These dudes was over, all of them was like 6'7".
Their last job was working for the Secret Service.
All these motherfuckers was like 6'6", 6'7".
I hope it's just little guys.
All shoulders.
Stacked up in a big suit.
Like two people sitting each other.
And it just breaks, and it's a bunch of niggas. Right? No, so anyway. So Kanye there. Kanye, come on stage, don't say a lick. It's wild.
Wow.
He don't say a lick. He lip syncs one of his songs that was playing. And then Chappelle over there just taking pictures. They hug.
That means
take 1,000 pictures.
He had to go to another space mentally to stand in front of a room full of people and not say nothing and lip sync to your own song.
Yeah.
That's hard, nigga.
Yeah.
You ever been on stage and
Kanye
not get...
Kanye was just doing this. He was just doing this. He was taking pics because the Sandman was taking pics, whatever. And we was just, I was just throwing it. They're playing Kanye, the nigga standing on stage. I'm losing my mind. He got the fucking diamond teeth in. He got his own Yeezy boot we ain't never seen out. The whole, and I'm just blown away. Like, this shit is crazy. And like, I'm like, he could say something. But I was like, you know, don't
y'all
be
don't
greedy.
Deserve it.
I was
y'all
like,
don't deserve it.
That's Kanye. So I was just like, that shit is fire,
he
right?
He pootie tanged the shit out of y'all.
Yeah, he just went. And we just like, like, we were screaming. I jump on a nigga's shoulder. I jump on Napoleon's shoulders. I was like, this shit is great. And then fucking, he get off stage, but he's still hanging out. Yeah. So now, everybody over there, Sam J talking to him, fucking Matt make his way over there to go. And I'm like, I don't even want to go. I'm like, I don't know what to say. I don't even want to try to come up with some fanboy shit in my head. No. I'm going to just stay over here, be cool ass Derek, and just be like, I'm going to be a fan for far. I'm like, this shit is nuts. Damn. Then.
Nah, there's no way there's more.
Then 30 minutes later, as Kanye's sitting there, Dave Chappelle on stage, hey, yo, is that Busta Rhymes? I look over, Bus is in the fucking bar. Holding shop, big ass neck dancing. And I was like, crazy. What the fuck is this? So Busta Rhymes, so Talib, still on the, he on the ones and twos, spent all this classic Busta shit.
Uh-huh.
And Busta right there, I'm like,
Jesus,
he started putting out deep track Busta, like 91, night. I'm like, come
that's crazy
on,
when
man.
You come in and the music gotta change, man, because you in the building, man.
Yeah, that's like a level of celebrity that most people don't have.
Wow. It was like they play all Kanye tracks, and then when Kanye saw Busta, he ran over to Busta, they kicking the tarp, and then all of a sudden,
finally a nigga on my level. Yeah.
And then man, they busting it up. Then it changed. Everybody just, you know, when famous things, it get crowded.
Yeah, around the area.
It always get really crowded.
Yeah.
So I'm looking over there. I'm like, I gotta at least shake Bust's hand. So I got that. I gotta know you the best. Slow flow is a G. But man, on money. And then, I guess the best part of the story is that Kanye left some of his weed.
Some
space weed. So they'll roll that shit, and we smoked what Kanye was smoking. And it was pretty crazy. I was like, this. I almost made my own 808. I almost did 808 in Heartbreak. I almost did my own 808.
You got to smoke what Kanye be smoking.
I was like,
that shit's wild.
The wildest night. So therefore, the brunch show, our show, then that last show, bro.
Bro,
I didn't really want to even talk about it because people ain't gonna believe me.
My night, I took an Uber home and I couldn't find my keys, and I lost my keys, and I had to wake people up to get in. I got up, got some more keys made this morning, and when I got here, I was looking for rolling papers in my bag, and I found the keys, which I couldn't find in the same fucking bag.
That's crazy. And I apologize. It's not that I didn't want y'all
there.
That's
my night story.
I just didn't think that y'all wouldn't going to be. Like, I'm like, I didn't even put it together.
It's cool. I wouldn't have wanted to be there. I wouldn't have wanted to be. I can't handle all that. I don't do well around.
When I mean the level of celebrity.
Because it's like, you got to have self-control to just like not. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to fan out.
The level.
Sometimes it's just a fucking trip.
Was crazy.
Like, there was one. I went to a party at Maria Menounos' house once because my husband used to work for her. He was her producer. Jesus Christ. And we went to her husband's 50th birthday party, and it was like a really big party, and a bunch of people were there. And she's over in the corner. We just got there, and we go up to say hi to her because she's standing there with Kevin. And I didn't even notice that fucking Michael Strahan is standing right next to her talking to her.
Big Mike.
Yeah. So we like walk
big
up.
Gap.
Dude, such a trip. Like, I walk up and I didn't even notice until I got there, and I look up and there's just Michael fucking Strahan. And being like the nice guy that he is, we're standing there like gonna say hi to Maria. Somebody else is talking to her, and he just looks me right in the eyes and he goes, "Hi, I'm Michael." You are Michael Strahan. Hello.
I'm always gonna, I swear to God, I'm always gonna do that. If I see somebody that I don't care how famous I get, if I see somebody that I don't know looking at me, I'm gonna go, "Hey, how you doing? I'm Dave."
Yeah.
I don't care how fucking crazy.
Chris Rock did that too. He's also like one of those guys.
Oh, Chris was there.
He's like, that's how much we didn't.
He got outshined.
Chris was there. And I just completely forget. Yeah, he was there. He was standing on stage and everything.
Amazing.
And I was like,
Holy shit.
Well, and then he left, and then the party went up.
That's all.
Chris Lefner.
It's all good, Derek. You know the deal. There's no need for apologies here, man. We all do what we do. We're friends to the end. Zia, we ask everybody this on the show. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized, but didn't?
You didn't?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this. And there's one time in particular that, so you guys don't know, my dad is married to a girl that I went to high school with. She is 2 years younger than
Hawaii!
I am.
Yep. Hold that up. Yeah. Can we talk about this Black Air Force and One energy?
Again. Shit.
Okay.
That's a twofer. That's both shoes.
Girl you went to high school with.
Girl I went to high school with.
Okay.
She's younger than I am.
Yeah.
By 2 years. Yeah. So my dad, and when I found out, I didn't know. He told my sister first, my little sister, who told my best friend, who told me at this big party we were all at.
Oh, so your sister fucked it up.
My sister fucked it up.
Go ahead.
And I didn't know. And my dad had a black eye from my stepmom who punched him in the face when he told her, I'm leaving you for this young girl.
What was it? Harlem Nights.
Uh-huh. Tell the kids I'm never coming home.
Tell the kids I'm never coming home.
So, yeah, cause it sounds like your dad was just honest. Sounds like your dad was just like, hey.
He was.
And your mom resorted to violence. But
I got a girl.
He did.
She could throw her pussy in the air and it turn into sunshine.
I mean,
got some sunshine, yeah.
Because real quick, not to sidetrack from the story, your mom Hawaiian also?
My mom's actually Native American. She looks Hawaiian. Everybody
so your
thought
dad
she was Hawaiian.
Your dad got the pop off and a Native American chick and a young Hawaiian when he got older?
No, this girl's not Hawaiian. She's white as fuck.
Oh,
her dad, yeah, she's white. Her dad moved. He was like, went to work on the telescope in Mauna Kea.
A whole Native. Okay. Like somebody who's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Your dad fucked somebody that was supposed to be like. A real, right,
so that's
real native.
It sounds like this triggered her. So what did you do?
So I was fucking pissed.
All right.
And I get into a screaming match with my dad, like screaming in his face.
Okay.
And, or no, I'm sorry. He's screaming in my face. He's like, you don't want me to be happy? Like, it was a huge fucking thing. Like, it was a fight. I was screaming at him. I'm crying.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I have daughters. And I don't really scream in my daughter's face. So I'm like, this pussy must be amazing. Like, to scream at you, you don't want me to have this? Right? Like, wow.
He was not going to give it up. He's like, fuck for my daughter? Absolutely not. We'll never talk again. It's fine. I don't give a shit.
Okay, go ahead.
No, but it wasn't good. And I was pretty much ready to fight her. Like, I was good. I was in her face. And I wanted to punch her so bad. And instead of punching her, I just went like this and like walked off, and we didn't talk for a while after that. And that was, and that's one of those things that, like, we're cool now. They've been together for like 12 years or something.
Oh, wow.
It's been a
so
long
she
time.
Old now.
Yeah, she's older
she
now.
Like, she like 29.
she's older now. They've been together
she's on
for
her way
a while. He's gonna replace
that
her soon.
Pushing 30 now. They, you know, like, that bitch is pushing 30.
I like that Zia's dad is R. Kelly.
That's why he told us we could never go in the basement. God
surviving
damn it.
Mr. Anderson.
Zia. Age ain't nothing but a number. Zia. Age is... She reminds me of my
chief. Wow. So you're just like, wow, like I doubted your love.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was more like I never apologized for like screaming at them and almost hitting her in the face.
Yeah.
And I still haven't. They've been together for a long time. They're still together. We're cool. I see her. Like, it's fine. We talk.
Yeah.
But it's, I just never apologized for like almost beating her up that night.
Wow. is it still awkward to be around after 12 years?
No. Fine. Yeah, you get used to it. It's one of those things where you just kind of get used to it.
You can't really apologize for almost beating somebody up, though.
That's true,
because
right? Or like screaming at her.
Because you almost beating somebody up is the apology.
That's true. I didn't. Yeah. I didn't do it. I just yelled at her.
You didn't
her.
Do it.
That's
yeah.
So it's not really an offense.
Yeah,
so, like, there's
right.
No need for sorries, bitch. You
also,
went to high school with me.
Also, but the funny thing is, were you more mad at her or more mad at him?
Definitely more mad at him, but I was pissed at her, too.
Okay. And why mad at him?
Same class?
I'm just exploring the thought.
So I was, huh?
Y'all had the same class?
No,
she said she was
younger.
Than
yeah, oh, okay, she was okay. A couple years below me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was mad at him.
Sophomore.
Because No, she was 18 when they got together.
Bitch had pink lockers. She was over at the pink lockers.
The little ones, the little squeezy, thinny ones. Yeah. She had a Hello Kitty wedding dress.
She had a Hello Kitty wedding dress. Shut the fuck! Yes!
She dressed up as Sailor Moon for Halloween.
Sailor Moon! Bitch was young!
She was a Powerpuff Girl tattoo. On ass.
Is like Petey Pablo. Petey Pablo says the most disgusting line on that one
Dude,
song.
Say it so we can shit on it.
Look at you, girl. You're so young. You're still got milk in your tongue. Slow down.
Still got milk.
Do you know the song I'm talking about?
No, but it was so bad when you said, look at you, girl. You're so young. And I was like, that's already bad.
Still got milk on your tongue.
It's the one with Sierra where she's all, but no one listens to Petey Pablo. They only listen to Sierra. She's all, you may think I'm young, but I'm not. And I'm ready.
Yeah, she coached that shit. This, Here come this creepy shit. Because y'all all happy and up. Yo.
Look at your girl. You're
he
so
slipped,
young.
That's a creep Still slip drink. You might as well put something in your drink.
I feel
y'all
so dirty.
Y'all at the bar dancing. That's a drink that he just dropped that in the drink.
That's like where you listen to it and you're like, I need to shower.
So I'm still, I'm still trying to find out. Why were you mad at your dad?
I was pissed at my dad for leaving my stepmom for girl I went to, and then also a girl I went to high school with.
So
it
didn't have anything to do really with the age of the girls, more so the betrayal of like you're breaking up the family.
It was a betrayal of, because my mom died when I was little, and then my stepmom, he was with her for a long time, and I didn't like have a lot of stability really in my life. I lived with my aunt for a while. My dad moved away. There was a lot of like, moving around and shit. And I was just, I was pissed about that. But I was also like, I had to deal with people talking mad shit about it. Like, about my dad and the girl I went to high school with. And like,
and
it was
a small town.
It's
right?
a small town. Everybody knew. Bro. So I caught a lot of shit for that. So there was, I was pissed
ballpark,
about that.
Ballpark, how long ago was this?
This was, I guess, I think they've been together for like 12 years now.
So wait, but would you say it kind of helped you callous yourself so that you could be online and deal with people talking shit?
Well, Jesus Christ. For the amount of shit that I got even when I was little growing up, From there up, I'm fine. People talk so much shit online, and you got to just, of course some of it's going to bother you sometimes. Like, I'll read something, and I'm like, oh, you're so fucking stupid. But then, like, it's easy to move on from. It's easy to be like, oh, what a fucking idiot, and then just kind of go from there.
No doubt. Yeah. This was dope, man. This was fun, man. All right. Zia, one more time. Tell the people where they can find you if you're looking for you online.
Yeah, if you guys want to check out other stuff I do, it's twitch.tv/Zealand, XIALAND. That's where I stream. OnlyFans.com/Zealand and @Zia_land, XIA_land on Twitter and Instagram.
All right. Thanks for coming through. Natalie, close us out, man. Say goodbye to the people. Tell them where they can find you.
Bye, everyone. If you really want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at Natalie DeChico Edits. And also, I should plug the podcast that I produce for, which is called Seltzer Squad. If you're sober or trying to get sober, you should follow it.
Oh,
Seltzer Squad. I should be in there.
Yeah.
We the Seltzer Squad, too. We don't drink, man.
Both of us don't drink.
Drink seltzer and watch everybody go nuts all night long.
I started plugging it because I realized just how many comedians that come through here are sober.
I'm
not personally. Are you really?
Yeah.
That's yeah, awesome. Yeah.
7 years
we stink,
this
man.
Month.
Wow.
What, do you smoke, though?
No, I don't. It gives me bad anxiety.
Really?
Yeah. It fucks with me. It sucks.
They got Maui Wowie out there, too.
My dad grew pot my whole life. That was what he did.
Damn, you too.
Yeah, this sucks. Is crazy. Your pop has one hell of a life. I want to get your dad in here.
Dude,
Jesus Christ, Zia.
My dad.
I do want to talk to your dad.
If I could get him out here, I would put him on everything because his life is
what
been
did he do?
Nuts.
What did he do? What did he do?
He grew pot. Like he
that
grew
was his
weed.
Career.
That was his career. Yeah, he still does it just legally.
He's a whole botanist.
Yeah, he's good at it.
Just out of curiosity, what does your sister do?
My sister is a meth head, and she's on the run, and no one knows where she is.
Do you understand how, like, because I have two daughters, so, like, this, it's like anxiety, where it's like, because now I'm getting, like, younger pussy, too. And, like,
you're like, how is this going to affect them?
Every time we talk to girls, and I'm like, so what happened? Like, all right, man.
Because we are getting old.
So bro. I was just having a conversation like before we came in about Big J trying to get me to come back and play basketball, and I'm like, my knees didn't really hold up that well.
That's when you know you're getting old, is when you're like, oh, my knees hurt.
Okay,
I can't run.
Real shit.
I can't
before
jump.
We go, have you ever hurt yourself trying to take pictures or do sexy stuff a lot?
Thank fucking God, no. I will cry that day.
That's when you gotta put it up.
I will let you know. I'll message you and be like, David, happened.
I know. Yeah, when I see a picture of Zia with a knee brace on, I'm like, okay, that's take two right there.
Or you got bandages on because you was putting on your oil next to a candle or some shit. And then you go, oh shit, she got a second degree burn. This bitch, oh no. I'm glad her husband was there and put her out, but God damn. Oh,
I can shit. Finally use stop, drop, and roll. My whole life I've been preparing for this moment.
Like algebra. I'm still waiting to use algebra.
Yes. Fucking A. Never.
That's so crazy. Hey.
All right, y'all. Take care. Good night, man. Yeah. No need for apologies.